各位长辈同龄，哈利路亚，大家平安。
Hallelujah, the brothers and sisters and the elderly members, peace be with everyone.
今天早上小弟要跟用末日将近挺身昂首，我们来一起学习。
This morning, I'd like to use the topic, the end day is near, look up and lift up for our mutual encouragement.
小弟非常的高兴能够跟兄姐们见面，来一起守安息圣日。
I'm very happy to be able to gather with all the brothers and sisters here to keep the Sabbath.
因为我们有将近两年的时间没有碰面了。
It's been quite some time that we have not met.
这个肺炎的疫情 COVID-19 发生以后，我们也看到有信徒感染到病毒，而盟主召回天家。
When the COVID-19 pandemic came, we know some members were taken ill and some have returned home to heaven.
我们心情上都感到很不依依不舍。
And we are very reluctant to let them go.
他们是歇了世上的劳苦回到天家，所以他们的家人一定得到神的安慰。
They have rested from their labors, and I believe that their family members are greatly comforted.
这个肺炎疫情从2000年3月发生到现在，还是有不同的变种出现。
So ever since the COVID-19 pandemic started, different variants have appeared.
所以真是让很多人觉得很不安全。
Many people feel unsafe.
所以在社会上，许多的人在疫情当中非常的惊慌，生活困难，心里很空虚，没有指望。
So many people are anxious. They have difficulties in their lives. They feel empty and they're hopeless.
但是我们信耶稣基督的人是要以怎么样的态度跟心情来面对这个肺炎疫情的来临呢？
So as believers of the Lord Jesus, how should we face this pandemic?
主耶稣开始传道的时候说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
When the Lord Jesus began his ministry, he said, the kingdom of heaven is near, you have to repent.
听到福音，相信福音，这是要得到天国的开始。
If you hear the gospel and if you believe the gospel, this is the beginning of the kingdom of heaven for you.
但是什么时候我们才能得到天国呢？
But when can we actually receive heaven?
我们必须要受洗，信了耶稣，归入基督，这样的话，天国就开始存在我们的心中。
We have to first believe, baptize, and enter into Christ, then we have the kingdom of heaven in our hearts.
这个时候，我们肉体还是活在这个世界上。
And at this time, we're still living in this world.
但是有一天，我们的肉体会消失，灵魂就回到天上永生的天国。
But one day our physical body would disappear and our soul will return to heaven.
耶稣交代我们要挺身昂首地走向天家去。
And the Lord Jesus instructs us to look up and lift up and walk to heaven.
这是主耶稣说的。
And these are the words of the Lord Jesus.
我们翻开路加福音的第21章。
Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21.
路加福音21章，我们看第25节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 25.
日月星辰要显出一照，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的声就方方不定。26节。
Verse 26.
天势都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。所以我们从这两节圣经知道末日来临的各种预兆，以及人都害怕的魂不附体。
So here we see the signs of the end times where people are fearful that they shook.
我们再看27节。
Let's also read verse 27.
那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临。28节。
28.
必有这些事你们就当挺身昂首因为你们得赎的日子近了。所以从这两节我们知道主耶稣说末日来临我们挺身昂首因为我们得到神解救的日子到了。
So the Lord Jesus says that as the end day approaches, we should look up and lift up our heads because our redemption draws near.
主耶稣把我们买去将我们带回天家。
The Lord Jesus shall come and bring us back to heaven.
我们再来看这一章的第十九节。
So let's continue to read the same chapter 21, verse 19.
你们要长存忍耐，就必保全灵魂。所以这边谈到说，在末日来临的时候，许多灾难，许多逼迫，但是我们必须要忍受。这样的话才能够灵魂得救。
So he reminds us that when the disasters and tribulation come, we should be patient, and then only our souls will be saved.
我们再来看这一章的第36节。
Let's also continue to read chapter 21, verse 36.
36节，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求。使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。所以，要能够站立在主耶稣基督的面前，我们要时常的警醒，并且一直的祷告、祈求。
So in order to stand before the Son of Man, we have to constantly watch and pray.
时时的警醒，就是要预备好自己。
So when we watch always, we are always preparing ourselves.
就如同马太福音二十五章中那两位聪明的童女，他们拿着灯，又预备了油，等待新郎的来临。
Just like in Matthew 25, the wise virgins prepared oil in their lamps, waiting for the bridegroom.
所以。要预备好自己，因为这个时刻什么时候来，我们不知道。
So we have to prepare ourselves well because we do not know when this day will be.
就像聪明的童女拿着灯，但是又要准备的油，因为有时候新郎来会来得慢了，这个油就会用光了。
So just like the wise virgins, they know to not only bring the lamp, but to prepare the oil, because sometimes the groom may come late and they may run out of oil.
所以在这个会情的期间，我们信主的人不可以惊慌，而是要警醒自己，时常的祈祷。这是圣经中教导我们的。
So as believers of Christ, we should not be anxious during the pandemic. Instead, we should watch and pray as the Bible teaches us.
主耶稣说我们要昂首抬头，为什么呢？因为我们要去见神，要得到奖赏。
So why does the Lord Jesus tell us to look up and lift up our heads? Why? This is because we are to go and receive our reward.
我们都有一个经验，我们人在世上得到奖赏的时候，都是抬头挺胸、挺胸的走上台去领奖的。
So we all have experiences of going up stage and to receive our awards, and we do that looking up and lifting up.
没有人上台去领奖，头低低的，不好意思。
No one goes to receive their award, heads facing down.
相信我们在座许多的同龄，不管说在公司上班，在学校求学，都有上台领奖的经验，总是抬头挺胸的 上去领奖。
So I believe that many brothers and sisters here, whether at work or at school, you have experiences of going up stage to receive your awards, and you do so looking up and lifting your head.
所以主耶稣说，我们要抬头挺胸的上去朝见他。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says we should look up and lift up our heads to go up and meet Him and see Him.
我们来看诗篇的第二十四篇。
Please turn to Psalm 24.
诗篇第二十四篇，我们看第七节到第十节。
Psalm 24, let's read from verse 7 to 10.
Please read.
Okay. Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.And verse 8, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Verse 9, lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
所以这一段讲得非常的清楚，说我们要抬起头来，同时我们也会被举起来。
So here tells us very clearly that when we lift up our heads, we will at the same time be lifted up.
因为我们要欢迎那荣耀的王要进来。
Because we will welcome the King of Glory to enter.
我们要来接见、迎接这个万王之王的永生的真神。
We will meet and receive this King of Kings and the God of Eternal Life.
这边讲的众城门是代表神的选民。
Here the everlasting doors refer to the chosen people of God.
我们选民要抬起头来，同时我们将会被举起来。
So we, His chosen ones, will look up and we shall also be lifted up.
而且神的选民是永远相信神的，是坚定不会改变的。
And the people of God always believes in Him and is very convicted and never change.
在这边谈到神的特质，他是荣耀的王，有能力的神，在战场上使人得胜的神。
So here describes the nature of God. He is the everlasting king and a powerful God that is always victorious.
所以我们要让荣耀的王进入我们的内心，所以我们是很高高兴兴的要抬头来迎接永生的真神。
To receive King of Glory, we joyfully receive him, looking up and lifting our heads.
我们知道行恶的人不敢挺身昂首的去见神的。
We know that the evildoers, they're not look up and lift up their heads to meet God.
人行恶的时候，在神的面前无法抬头。
When someone does evil before God, they dare not lift up their heads.
就像小孩子做错了事情，头就低下来一样。
Just as little kids, when they do something wrong, they would bow their heads down.
神也必定降祸在行恶的人身上，使他们没办法抬头。
So God shall pour discipline on His people so that they cannot look up and lift up their heads.
我们来看诗篇的第四十篇的第十二节。
Please turn to Psalm 40, verse 12.
第十二节，诗篇四十篇十二节。
Psalm 40, verse 12.
因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。这个罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。所以这边就讲得很清楚，我们若是行了罪孽，我们就抬不起头， 因为我们的罪让我们心里非常的恐惧。
So here tells us that if we have sinned, then we're not able to look up because our sins puts great fear in our hearts.
所以在疫情的环境下，我们更要省察自己的罪过，要悔改。
So during the pandemic, we especially have to examine our sins and to repent.
我们要问问我们自己，是否预备好了可以来见神的面。
We have to ask ourselves, have we prepared and are we ready to face God?
我们每个人都知道我们肉体的生命这个日子只能够一天一天的减少。
We all know that our physical life reduces as the day passes.
疫情来袭的时候，很多事情发生，让我们想象怎么会有这么大的变化。
So when the pandemic arrived, we can't imagine that such a great changes have to happen.
有人生病要住在医院里，很可能医院不允许亲人陪伴你到医院去。
And when you're sick, your relatives cannot accompany you into the hospital.
在有些情况下，当你肉体生命气息很软弱的时候，想要见到亲人，交代几句最后的话，可能也没有这个机会。
And in your end time, when you want to share some parting words, you cannot even have your family and relatives nearby to hear them.
只能够很孤孤单单的走了。
You can only depart from the world. Lonely and alone.
所以我们要趁着现在来明白神的教训跟神的应许，这样的话我们在这个时候才能够坚强勇敢来追走在神的道路上。
So we need to know the teachings of the Lord so that we can be strong and courageous to continue our journey ahead.
有几位古圣徒他们所做的是我们学习的榜样。
There are a few ancient saints who are our role models.
我们首先来看看施提凡，他在受难以前怎么样的为神的道做辩护。
We see first how Stephen, before he was martyred, he defended the truth.
我们翻开使徒行传的第六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
施提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。我们再来看第十节。
Let's continue reading verse 10.
施提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。我们再来看第十二节。
Let's also read verse 12.
他们又耸动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去。我们看第十五节。
Let's also read verse 15.
在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。所以这一段记载，圣灵引导施提凡勇敢的当着众人的面前做申诉。
Here recorded how the Holy Spirit led Stephen to courageously share the word.
那时候施提凡面对的是一大群人，包括大祭司、文士、长老以及其他的群众都在控诉他。
So Stephen was facing a great multitude, including the people, elders and scribes, and they were accusing him.
施提凡很勇敢的站在众人面前， 从亚伯拉罕开始一直谈到耶稣基督的救恩。
Stephen courageously spoke before the multitude, starting with Abraham to the Lord Jesus' salvation.
他反过来控诉这些犹太人说你们是迫害基督的人。
And he counter-accused the Jews as the people who destroy the work of Christ.
我们看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们看第五十一节到五十三节。
Verses 51 to 53.
Please read.
Okay, 51. You stiff necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. 52. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. 53. Who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it?
所以使徒王就这样严厉的来控诉祭司、文士以及所有的众人。
So here Stephen, strongly rebuked the multitude, the priests, and the scribes.
我们看第五十四节。
Let's also read verse 54.
众人听见这话，就极其恼怒，向使徒王咬牙切齿。
54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth.
55. 但使徒王被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
55. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
56. 就说我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
And 56, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
所以当使徒王殉道之前，看到耶稣站在神的右边，要来接纳他。
So before Stephen was martyred, he saw the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of God, receiving him.
这就是使徒王挺身昂首地面对死亡，走向天国。
So this was how Stephen looked up and lifted up his head to walk towards heaven.
我们看到圣经都记载，人看见耶稣在天上，都是坐在天父的右边。
So when we see recordings in the Bible, it often describes how the Lord Jesus sits at the side of our Heavenly Father.
但是我们圣徒回天家，主耶稣站起来，来接纳我们。
But when we, God's saints, return to heavenly home, the Lord Jesus shall stand up and receive us.
我们再来看看使徒保罗。
Now let's look at Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗回顾他的一生，为传耶稣基督的福音，遭遇到许多生命的威胁。
Apostle Paul met a lot of dangers to his life in his preaching ministry.
我们来看看哥林多后书十一章怎么样来记载他所受到的各种灾难及逼迫。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 to see the different kinds of persecutions and difficulties that he faced.
我们翻开哥林多后书十一章23节到27节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 27.
Please read from 23 to 27.
Okay, verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one, 25. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, 26. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, 27. In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness.
所以这一段叙述得很清楚，保罗说他是基督的仆人。
So here describes very clearly as what Paul described that he is the minister of Christ.
他记载他多受劳苦，多下监牢，受到许多的鞭打，冒着生命的危险以及迫害。
So he described how he had suffered, stricken and thrown into jail.
所以一个当作基督的门徒，受到这些的逼迫、灾难，是时常会发生的。So
as disciples of Christ, it is a common to face difficulties and tribulations.
但是保罗都忍耐地接受了。
But Paul was able to withstand it and persist.
然后更继续地再往前来为神做工。
He accepted them all and continued to go forward to serve God.
我们来看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
从第10节到第14节。
We read from verse 10 to verse 14. Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. 11, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. 12, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以这一段保罗的追求让我们 念了以后非常的感动。
So this is what this is Paul's pursuit, and after reading them, we're all moved.
保罗说，他为了要得着基督耶稣，他向永生的标杆一直的跑。So
Paul says, in order to receive Christ, he kept going forward for the prize of eternal life.
要得着从上面来的奖赏。
He pressed toward the goal for the prize of the upward call.
是不放弃的。
And he never gave up on this heavenly reward.
保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，知道他即将为主殉道。
When Paul wrote the book 2 Timothy, he knew that his end time is near.
我们来翻开提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4,
第6节到第8节,
verses 6 to 8. Verse 6, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以这一段让我们很感动，因为他知道他离世为主殉道的时候到了。So
we're very moved here because Paul knew that his time of departure is at hand and that he will soon be martyred for God.
他很自信、很勇敢的说：“那美好的仗我已经打了，当跑的路我已经跑了，所信的道我已经守住了。”
So he courageously and very convincingly said that he has fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith.
我将得到公义的冠冕。
And that I shall receive the crown of righteousness.
所以，这是很值得让我们学习的，面对死亡来临的时候，我们还要存着这么大的盼望。
So this is so we should learn from him as to how when we face death, we still have this great hope in us.
要昂头挺身的准备来接受神所颁的公义的冠冕。
And that we would look up and lift up our heads.Preparing to receive this crown of righteousness from God.
我们再来看看旧约里面的摩西。
Now let's look at at Moses in the Old Testament.
神对摩西说：“我按你的名认识你。”
God told Moses that I know you by name.
摩西为什么被神所认识呢？
So why is it that God knows Moses?
我们从出埃及记的记载知道，摩西在神的家是完全尽忠的，神跟他面对面讲话。
So from the book of Exodus, we know that Moses was very faithful in the household of God, and God spoke to him face to face.
摩西是全心地爱。他的以色列的百姓。
And Moses loved his people, the Israelites, with all his heart.
摩西怎么样爱他以色列的同胞呢？
So how did Moses love his people, his own people, the Israelites?
摩西有几次的为以色列的百姓向神恳求，叫神不要毁灭这些百姓。
There were a few times Moses interceded for the Israelites, begging God not to destroy them.
我们来看看出埃及记第三十二章。
Please turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章三十一节到三十二节。
Exodus chapter 32, verses 31 to 32. Chapter 32, verse 31. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. 32. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written.
这一段也是很令人感动的。摩西愿意将跟神讲，愿意将他的名从生命上涂抹，然后要求神赦免百姓的罪。
So here is a moving scene where Moses begged God to blot his name out of the book and instead forgive the Israelites.
神看到摩西的心，恳求，神就答应了。不毁灭以色列百姓。
When God saw Moses' heart and his begging, God changed his mind and did not destroy the Israelites.
所以摩西爱以色列百姓就如同爱自己。
Moses loved the Israelites as much as he loved himself.
愿意以自己的永生来交换以色列人的生命。
He was willing to exchange his own eternal life for the lives of the Israelites.
这就跟主耶稣所教训的有两个重要的诫命，就是要爱神，第二个就是要爱人如己。
And he fulfills the teachings of the Lord Jesus, which is first to love God and second to love others as yourselves.
当摩西带领以色列百姓接近约旦河的时候，神对摩西说话。
So when Moses led the Israelites to the river Jordan, God spoke to Moses.
这个时候，摩西已经120岁了。
At this point in time, Moses was already 120 years old.
也是他要接近被神接去的时候。
And he's also nearing the time where God would receive him home.
我们翻开《申命记》的34章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
最后的一章。
It's the last chapter of Deuteronomy.
34章，我们从第一节念到第六节。
34, let's read from verse 1 to 6. Verse 1, Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan. Verse 2, all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea. Verse 3, the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. Verse 4, then the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. Verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. 6. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his grave to this day. 7. So from this passage, we know how God took Moses home.
虽然神没有允许摩西可以进入迦南地。
Although God did not promise Moses to allow him to enter the land of Canaan,
摩西也很谦卑的就接受了。
Moses humbly accepted God's decision.
神陪着他上了尼泊山。
God accompanied him to the top of to Mount Nebo.
摩西挺身昂首的跟神并肩的走上了山。
And Moses looked up and lifted his head and walked to the top of the mountain with God.
神指着整个迦南地给摩西来看。
And God showed the entire land of Canaan to Moses.
这样子摩西就死在那里。
And after that, Moses died there.
神亲自的埋葬他。
And God personally buried Moses.
这是多么大的奖赏。
What a great reward this was.
神亲自埋葬他。
God personally buried him.
在新约里面记载遍茂山上。
The New Testament recorded the Mount of Transfiguration.
摩西、耶稣、以利亚同时出现。
And Moses, Jesus, and Elijah together appeared.
这更证明摩西所得的奖赏的确非常的大。
So this is a proof that indeed the reward of Moses is very great.
所以各位的长辈跟兄姐们，我们是很贵重的。
So dear elderly members and brothers and sisters, we're all very noble and precious.
我们看马太福音的第十章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章三十一节到三十三节。
Matthew chapter 10, verses 31 to 33. Verse 31, Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. 32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
Okay, 所以这一段主耶稣说我们比麻雀贵重，为什么我们是贵重的呢？
So here the Lord Jesus says that we're of more value than many sparrows. So why are we more valuable than sparrows?
因为我们都知道我们是神用他的宝血赎回来的。
We know that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
我们是用重价被买来的。
We have been bought with a heavy price.
所以我们就是这么贵重。
Or high price. Therefore, we are so precious.
这边又谈到说，所以我们要在人的面前承认耶稣基督是救主。
It continued to say that we have to confess our Lord Jesus before men.
这样子在天上的时候，天父的面前，我们也会被承认我们是他的儿女。
Then, before the Heavenly Father, he will also be accepted as his children.
这样子我们就是被神所认识的。
In other words, we will be known by God.
神也按我们的名认识我们，就像神按摩西的名来认识摩西一样。
And God will know us by name just as he knows Moses by name.
主耶稣交代我们什么样的任务呢？
So what commission has the Lord Jesus assigned us?
主耶稣被钉十字架后第三天复活。
After the Lord Jesus was crucified, he resurrected on the third day.
在升天以前，主耶稣显现对门徒来交代。
Prior to his ascension, he appeared to his disciples to give them some instructions.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Please turn to Matthew 28.
最后一章。
It's the last chapter.
从第十八节到第二十节。
We shall read from verse 18 to 20. So verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
所以这是主耶稣交代给我们的任务。
So here is the mission that the Lord Jesus has entrusted us.
交代我们要传福音给世界上所有的人。
So he instructs us to preach to all the peoples of the world.
将我们所得到的教训能够传给别人，而且要大家来遵守。
And to share his teaching so everyone can observe them.
所以在末日将近的时候，我们更要跟随主耶稣的脚踪，努力去传福音。
So as the end day approaches, we should go closer, follow closer the steps of the Lord Jesus and work hard to preach the gospel.
这样子我们才能够坦然抬头的来能够朝见神。
Only then can we courageously look up and lift up our heads to meet God.
所以小弟做今天早上的一点结论，就是说在我们疫情末日的这一段时间，我们每一个人心中不要惊慌。
So to conclude, I'd like to encourage you that in this pandemic and as we approach the end time, let our hearts not be anxious.
要勇敢，抬头挺胸的来预备好自己。也许有一天我们会去见神得奖赏。
So let us look up and lift up our heads and courageously to face the Lord and receive our reward.
要切切实实的能够依靠耶稣，所以在面对末日来临的时候，学习一些古圣徒的榜样。
So let us rely on God and put it to practice and to learn from the examples of the ancient saints.
如同斯提凡跟保罗他们为福音来征战。
Just like how Stephen and Paul fought for the sake of the gospel.
如同摩西在神的家完全的尽忠。
Just as how Moses was faithful in the house of God.
我们都是被主耶稣所看重的。
We all are highly regarded by the Lord Jesus.
我们是被主耶稣用那宝血赎回来的。
We are people that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要努力做传福音的工作，将来才能够坦然抬头挺胸的盼望得到天国的奖赏。
Therefore, we have to work hard to preach the gospel so that in the future we can look up and lift up our heads to go to heaven to receive our reward.
我们一起来唱诗85首。
Let's sing hymn number 85.